You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, visit robertprice.co.
Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I'm here once again with my amazing friend and guest today, Tara. And she, let me just tell you right now, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, you need to pause this episode and go to last week's episode, as it is part one to these 10 principles that Tara is sharing on emotional health. And let me just tell you, before I even let you in, Tara, I have to tell you about this boss move that you gave to us about doing the affirmation in the morning, recording yourself doing it, and playing it at lunch and dinner. Just when you eat, play it back. So let me just tell you, when I heard myself saying what I said, oh, that was another level. Yeah, that was another level. Like I trusted you, right? I thought that what you said was fire, but I didn't know it was going to be like that. Like I almost came to tears a couple of times when I heard it, but I did implement that. And if you haven't implemented that, definitely you want to do that immediately, because it is a game changer. And literally you only have to record it once. Now I can play the affirmation while I'm saying it. So I never actually do it on the solo without the ears. So anyhow, what's going on, Tara? Come through. we're waiting on our five final principles since the setup was so strong. So yeah, take it away. Take it from where we left off.
All right. Well, I'm so excited to be back. I'm so grateful for you and your audience. Allow me back to share these principles that are so needed. And, you know, you just took me to another level about you using the affirmations. And so I'm happy about that. And I'm hoping that everybody gets on board with that, because I'm even doing an affirmation challenge right now. And so I'm just so excited that you're using that. So I am Tara Katina, for those who don't know me, emotional health coach, and I give strategies and tools to help you and your family live emotionally healthy lives. And so we had such a great week last week that I just want to continue the momentum. Right? So I'm going to do one review, and that is about what is emotional health. And so emotional health is you being self-aware of your emotions, right? And that you having the ability to manage them and produce healthy responses. Okay. And so I just wanted to give you that definition so you would know what it is. And so these are some practices to help you do that, because we want you to express your emotions. We don't want you to keep them in, but we want you to give healthy responses. So the number six move is number six, pour in positivity. Right. And so I pour in positivity all day into my ear gates, my eye gates, right? Because I want to be filled. I want to fill my emotional health bank every day, all day. So whether it's messages, whether it's scriptures that I like to listen to, because I am a child of God, I listen to positive motivational speeches, podcast, whatever it is, I listen to it all day. It's just my thing that I listen to. I take one break from my meditation time, but usually I listen to it all day. I protect my negative input. Protect it, meaning I'm not allowing it. I'm not allowing any toxic people. I'm not allowing any negativity. And I look at only a minimal amount of news, just because I don't know any news channel that talks about positive stuff. So I pour in positivity all day.
Yeah, if you find one, just let me know. Because I haven't found one yet. So I usually get the news from my eldest relatives. They pretty much, they keep me informed.
I agree. So that's just what I do. Number seven is I set boundaries. I set boundaries with people. The type of people that I allow in my space for long periods of time. We know we have people that we just meet and we just stop by. They tell us some things. But I set boundaries with people on who I allow. I set boundaries with my time. There's a certain part of the day that I cut my phone off. Like, you can't reach me. I'm going to cut my phone off. I set my alarms on my iPad because I know that's a place you can't reach me, right? And then I set boundaries with my time on what I commit to. Because let's just be honest. There's things that I have in my vision or in my goals that I need to accomplish. So therefore, I have to set my time to accomplish it. Rather, it's, you know, in the morning, in the evening, I do power hours. Like, there's a power hour focus that I'm focused on that one thing, and I'm not having any distractions. So you can protect your boundaries and have balance and be stable with what you are trying to do by setting boundaries.
Okay. I love it. Love it. So help me out with that. Like, what does that look like for you exactly in terms of, so you're saying you cut your phone all the way off?
Oh, all the way off.
Like, not do not disturb, just like it's dead, like it's not even on.
It's dead and it's not in the same room with me.
I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling a little offended because I'm pretty sure I got the dead phone maybe a couple times. So I didn't know, you know, this is kind of a confessional right now, you know, that the audience, you guys are witnessing right now. I didn't know.
Yes.
But yes. Okay. So at least I'm not going to take it offended. I'm not going to be offended by it. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Don't be offended. I have to protect my time and my sleep.
I love it. You know what I mean? I love it.
My sleep is important to me for me to recharge for the next day. If I do not cut the phone off, people who are night hawks, you know, which I am not, I'm an early morning, I cut that time off. But guess what? When I see that people have text me or try to reach me at, you know, 10:30, 12 o'clock. Guess what?
That wasn't me. 10:30, 12. That wasn't me. Yeah.
Look, at 3:30 when I wake up, I text them back.
Oh, wow. I got you.
Protect that time because I need that time to do whatever I'm doing. Whether it's rest, if it's focus time, it's my time. And I used to be the person who didn't do that. I used to be the person who anybody come in my office, I would drop what I was doing to assist other people. But that means I helped you, but I didn't get what I needed to get done. You know what I mean? So it's better. All right.
Gotcha. Number eight, what's happening?
Number eight, practice gratefulness. Practice gratefulness. I know some of you may not know, but it improves your self-esteem. It minimizes your negative habits. It minimizes your negative thinking. So you focusing on the good in your life helps you, right? To develop hope, to feel inspired, and to be motivated. So practice gratefulness. I do not go to bed without listing at least three things that I'm grateful for the day. So at least three things. And so, but guess what? I practice it in the morning. It's the first thing I'm saying. Thank you that I woke up this morning. Thank you that I'm feeling healthy, you know, to get out this bed. So practice gratefulness. You can look at things on the negative side all the time, but if you flip it and think about the things that you are grateful for. I know that we have a lot of challenges right now, but pick out the things that you're grateful for. I'm grateful that I was able to eat during this whole time and help others eat. So practice gratefulness. It helps you build your self-esteem.
Yeah. And that's so important. Like, you know, I've shared on this podcast before in the past how, you know, we have a subconscious mind and a conscious mind, and how our conscious mind actually cannot have two thoughts at one time. We could switch rapidly between a couple of thoughts, but legitimately, we cannot have more than one conscious thought at a time. And it is the part of our mind that we use to learn new things. Right? When we don't have it down, it's like certain things like driving to work or driving to a store, something that you do all the time. Like, you don't have to think about it. You're not thinking like, all right, when I get to this corner, I have to make this right here. And you have to concentrate. No, you're just in the car, just doing it. But your conscious mind though, where news, new information, gossip, like all of that stuff lives, is what's occupying our mind. And this gratitude piece, it's amazing because you cannot be grateful and be bitter at the same time. So if you're starting off with gratitude and you're finishing off with gratitude, everything in between, it's going to be it's going to have the right perspective. It's going to have the right, the eyeglasses that you're seeing that through. So I think, you know, that point is very valuable. Yeah, I love that. Number nine. See, I love this so much. I actually wanted to stay on that point, but I'm going to look.
Okay. Number nine is prioritize self-care, not selfishness. I do know that you talked about this with Aisha, and she gave us some great tips on the podcast. So those of you who didn't get that one, go back and listen to that one also. But I wanted to say that self-care is important. So taking care of your basic needs, which she talked about in the podcast, which is good, but enjoying your extra joys and wants too, practicing your self-care. Like, I do extra things. I like candles. I like spa baths. You know what I mean? I really enjoy spending one-on-one time with other people. One-on-one time. I'm a one-on-one person.
I got it.
Yes. So I like one-on-one time with people, but that thing, it gives me joy, and it's a part of self-care to me that I was able to give undivided attention to somebody else. And so those things are important. We have to think about our self-care and the basic things that we have to do for ourselves to be able to be healthy. So whatever that is, if it's exercising every day, if it's your gallon of water that I see people toting around every day, whatever that is, you need to practice that every day.
Hey, I can't fit a gallon in my coaster. So that's why I haven't rocked with that. But I feel you. I got my water bottle.
Love it.
All right. So this is the last one. So we gotta bring it home strong. Number 10, what are we talking about?
Number 10 is practice nostalgia. I know that sometimes they forget about the past. You know, don't think about the past. But actually, studies talked about nostalgia helps lead to optimism. It helps you develop resilience for rebounding quickly to life's challenges. It strengthens your personal identity, right? And so I get to practice that every day because my nostalgia moment is my breakfast. When I was young, up until now, my grandmother and my mother cooked breakfast for me every day. And so it was the moment that I had one-on-one time with them. They always made exactly what I love to eat, right? And it just was a joy moment. So every morning that I cook my breakfast, I'm thinking about my grandmother and my mother, the two most important women in my life. So every day I get a piece of joy and a piece of nostalgia because I can think of something we talked about. I can think about something we laughed about every morning when I cook breakfast.
That's phenomenal. That is truly phenomenal. And did they make omelets like how you make?
My mom makes omelets. My grandma just made everything. Okay.
Okay. Come on. You got to give us some of what
she
grandma
made. She
did
the bacon. She did the eggs. Okay. She
gotta
did the,
bacon, gotta have eggs.
They call the cornbread pancakes. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Cornbread pancakes, huh?
Yes. That's the flat pancakes. It's really out of cornmeal, but I'm from the South, and so it's cornbread pancakes. When
okay.
It was delicious.
Huh. Okay.
Delicious.
Gotcha.
So you had okay. everything. Across the board. If it was bacon, it was sausage. You can have whatever meat that you wanted. You can have pancakes. You can have the pancake cornbread. And so she just did it up, but she didn't just do it one time. She did it every morning. It was a full breakfast every morning. And as I got older, my mom had to shorten the breakfast because, you know, we had to get on the bus like 6 o'clock in the morning. But I even remember this moment where I was out without my breakfast because I was running late and I had my cocoa. Mom ran to the bus stop to make sure I had my breakfast in a container to get on the bus. You know what I'm talking about? You can't beat
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You can't beat it.
That's
and
dope.
Even now, if she's cooking something that she know I love, she's around the corner from my job, she will bring it to my job. So
my
breakfast
best, though.
Is a big deal. But nostalgia
yeah.
for me.
It's funny because my dad, he mostly made breakfast growing up. Like my mom pretty much did the dinner meals. And my dad, he mainly did the breakfast. And so without even realizing it, like I've taken on that role with my family. I'm the breakfast, you know, person. And I just bring it on like when it's not even asked, you know, when my wife doesn't even ask for it. She's just like, wow, thank you so much. And it's so, you know, it's so meaningful. But yeah, that's incredible. So help us out. And I don't want to skip past that point because you just said something right there that has a little bit more juice in it that I think we can suck out of this. You know, we're on a call together and I talked about one time about remember wins,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times in life where we think everything is going to fall apart. And then something happens where everything doesn't fall apart. And, you know, I talked about doing this exercise where you actually go through and write down those times, like remembering when you know, this almost happened, but then boom, this was the outcome. And it's almost like, you know, when we think about our childhood or think back, a lot of negative thoughts may come up, but doing something like what you're talking about, it makes a major difference. I remember I was playing on a my dad used to get a hanger and make me, you know, open up the hanger and we would throw a sock through the hanger and it would be like our basketball hoop and we would hang it on a wall. And I remember I started doing it with my son one day and like literally I was like no good for like 2 days because the nostalgia came back to me where I realized, man, my dad used to do this with me and how joy filled it was. And it ended up making me have some breakthrough conversations actually with my dad, and some things that I took for granted in growing up. So I definitely, you know, think that there are breakthroughs even involved in this activity. So that's simply amazing. So thank you so much for reminding us of these things, all simple, but you know, I asked this question on the podcast before. It's four words. You know, sometimes we say, I already know that. That's what we say. But here's the four words I would like you to say. Am I doing this? Because when we can cross over from I already know that to am I doing this, that puts us in a growth mindset where we could actually take steps forward. So thank you so much for sharing this with us. And of course, you know, we have to leave the folks with the productivity boss move of the week. And let me just tell you, last week, if you haven't done that, I just want to remind you. I know I talked about it at the beginning of this episode, but I just want to remind you, even if you think, oh, affirmations, it's hokey, it's whatever, like, it's just like, why do I got to say some word, talk to myself? Like, it's not that big a deal. Like, I don't get anything from that. I'm just going to say this. Try it. Just try it. Because when I listen to myself say those words, something different happened from, and I got a pretty solid routine. I'm just going along, but you simply adding that part about listening to the affirmations, that took it to another level. Because not all the time when you say something, can you hear yourself saying it? So what is your productivity boss move of the week? This week, that's going to top last week's. I don't think it can, but I'm going to see. I'm going to see what you got. I'm going to see.
Well, for this week, mine is be generous. I found something out about generosity that you may not have known, is that researchers found out that giving and being unselfish lowers your risk of early death. I said, what? Not only do you give, and if you are a believer, you know that you're going to get back, you know what I mean? But you give, and it's going to improve your well-being. It's going to keep you alive. And so giving, being unselfish to others, it does decrease depression. It does help boost your natural confidence. It's a natural confidence booster. It's nothing that you have to do else but give unselfishly, and you have boosted your confidence, right? But it's going to keep you alive. And so you have a lower risk of early death. And so when I thought about, when I read that, I was like, man, if only, you know, we're being taught right now to covet everything that we have. But when we give it away, if it's your knowledge, you're such a great person that gives away free knowledge just to bless people. You just want to see people grow. And so it's just a natural thing that's going to boost who you are, or who you believe that you are. And so when we think about our emotional health, we really approach it from a negative way. But if we think about the things that we can do to change that to positive, generosity is one of the top things would be on your list. Be generous unselfishly. So that's my boss move for the week.
I love it. It's so funny when you, you are focused on giving, you're not focused on yourself. You're not focused on any of the negative elements that you could be thinking about when you're focusing on giving. So that's super dope. Love it. All right, everybody, remember, hold on, before I close, you have a challenge coming up, an affirmation challenge. It's about 14 days. What can you tell us about that?
We're doing a 7-day challenge. It started on Friday.
Okay.
Next Friday. And I just like to take the end of the month to refocus yourself for the next month. And so we are doing self-affirmations online at Tara Katina on the Facebook. And so we are just putting those things out, and I'm doing some teaching about how to do affirmations. And then we do affirmations.
Love it. You said why, how and why we do.
How and why we should do affirmations.
Love it. Okay. And they can find you at Tara Katina on Facebook.
Tara Katina on Facebook. TERRACARTINA. Yes.
Cool. I'll put the link in the show notes. Everybody, remember, it's not enough to dream. You must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Everybody have a productive week.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, visit robertprice.co. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you listen to.